Phillips, Craig, and Dean, top of my lungs, WWIB, and again, PCD John, one of our listeners, Ladysmith, the biggest Phillips, Craig, and Dean fan in the whole world. And so that's kind of cool. I don't know if I'm the biggest, I'm probably not the biggest Stephen Curtis Chapman fan in the whole world, but Jason, are you, like Andrew Peterson, is he your guy?
Yeah, I like him a lot. Yeah. I personally know people who are much bigger Andrew Peterson fans than I am, so... Uh-huh. You know, you're probably one of the biggest Stephen Curtis Chapman fans that I know.
Yeah. You have to think of, like, I always like this definition. If you liked a movie, did you like it enough that you'd want to see it again? That's a good standard.
And like Tommy Boy.
What artist, like 80 times. But what artist would you want to, like, travel around and see night after night? That's a good question, huh?
That is a good question, yeah. For me, I mean, Andrew Peterson would be great. I'd love to follow him around. I mean, not only is he a good singer, but he's a great storyteller as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that would be great.
In fact, what is the weather...
The Wing Feather Saga?
Wing Feather Saga.
Yeah. Four books.
Four books?
Yep. Wonderful.
I should borrow that from you. But
you should.
I should return some of my other ones I have maybe from the Cannes Library. So.
Sure, yeah.
My question of the morning has to do with introverts.
Okay.
I'm not one.
No.
I've even said more than once it would be cool to meet everyone in the world.
That'd be a lot.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Take a while. It's kind of like digging a hole to China. You got to get started, you know. But I don't know. I know even regardless of knowing introverts... Like, you see these headlines on Google News or whatever having to do with, seven things about introverts. But, I mean, like, they don't like small talk. And so, but as I was pondering it, I mean, I don't know anybody really loves it. Like, but I think it's just kind of a, for me, I do enjoy people. I mean, you know, I guess it comes to that people energize you or they don't, right?
Yep.
But
yep.
I guess here's what I wanted to get at. Here's peeling back the onion. Is that sometimes around introverts, when they don't even necessarily, they can come across unfriendly.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, for sure that's the case. And then unfortunately there's this like feedback loop that ends up happening because you see them as unfriendly, so you're less likely to engage. And then they think, boy, you're a jerk, so they disengage more. And, that's a rough spot to be.
Right. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
So I try to...
Go ahead.
So the introverts I know that, and to whatever degree, you try to cut them slack, right?
Right. You assume the best, right? You know, I think that's always the challenge is to, okay, am I perceiving this correctly? What would be the best interpretation of what's going on? And I think that's a good way to approach not only those sorts of relationships, but kind of everything. Is how do we make the best case scenario here? And we may be wrong, maybe often are wrong, but trying to assume people are doing the best they can.
Yeah, no, that's always a good, that's good advice. People gave me, my dad, I love him. I remember him. He passed almost 20 years ago.
Wow.
But, yeah, I know, July of 2006. But, some of the advice from our friend Ed Ramsey, who is a retired counselor, he was like, and he had a mom who was an alcoholic, and he was just like, the idea of your dad did the best he could. And then I've shared that with other people, and they can wrestle through like, wow, I don't think grandpa did the best he could,
Sure, yep. Yeah, absolutely. That's, Brene Brown makes that point as well. I don't think they are doing the best they can. And Brene is Brown's therapist saying, but I do better if I assume they are, and so, or act as if they are.
Yeah. All right, listen, I haven't forgot about Crab Fest. I think Jason thinks I've forgotten that we were going through all the Larry Crabb books, and we kind of stopped at A Different Kind of Happiness, of which we're both endorsers. And I'm not looking to endorser drop there, but, I mean, it's just a truth. It's just a fact. But I paused because it's like, that's a deep book. That's a rich book. It's, and... Where we stalled out is, like a car on the side of the road, is the one prayer God always answers. Because I look in the book, and I know it's in there. He's got it somewhere italicized. I never can find it because I want to read it and get your reaction to it.
Yeah, and I don't have my copy sitting in front of me, and I keep forgetting to run downstairs and get it before we get on the air.
All right, so tomorrow we are going to deal with that and continue on through Crab Fest, which...
That sounds
basically
good.
Every day of this show. Thank
yeah.
you. Have
you
a great
talk
day.
To you later. Yep.
Our friend Jason Kanz on WWIB. Bob Seger is 80 today. Bob Seger's best hit right here. Happy birthday, Bob.
Just take those old records off the shelf. I sit and listen to them by myself. Today's music ain't got the same song. I like that old.
All right, so there you go. You've heard it at almost every wedding dance you've ever been to. And this guy was born on this day in 1915 in Wisconsin. Who is it?
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what you'll think about Mr. Kane. I can't imagine. You see, I play the part myself.
Yeah, Orson Welles, Citizen Kane. A lot of people say the best movie ever. Born on this day in Kenosha, Wisconsin in 1915.
Pavel, you mention a lot of times when we do our weekend recap on Monday mornings that you get some dog walking in over the weekend, and sometimes more than one dog at a time, right?
Yeah, usually a couple walks on Saturday and Sunday, and try to make one of them longer. And yeah, even yesterday I was walking three dogs. So
three dogs at one time. There is actually, I didn't realize, a world record for number of dogs.
This is a crazy
walked
number.
At the same time. It is not three. It is not five. It is not 10. It is not 20.
It's not 25. It is not even 30, Caleb.
The current world record for walking the most dogs simultaneously is
38.
38 dogs. This record was set by Canadian dog lover Mitchell Rudy. You'd have to be a dog lover to do that.
Okay, he wasn't walking them in the neighborhood. I mean, it just couldn't have been. It was like, I think I've done five maybe at the most, but 38?
That would take up the whole street. The record involved walking 38 dogs for just over a half mile while keeping all dogs on their leads throughout the attempt.
Man.
I feel like you'd have to do a lot of research into which dog breeds are going to be most compliant.
I would like to see a picture of that.
which ones are least likely to go chasing squirrels? Because if 38 dogs all start chasing a squirrel, doesn't matter how strong you are.
Yeah, and here's what's tricky. When you got to pick up the dog's business and you're maintaining all the leashes and taking care of things properly.
Yeah, that's another whole record in and of itself.
Can be a challenge here on the Wib Wake Up Show on WWIB.
Hey, can you play a real smooth song for my dog?
It's Tuesday trivia time on the Wib Wake Up Show. What a prize we have for you today. Valued at $47.99, we have a beautiful hanging basket courtesy of Blueview Greenhouse in Rice Lake. They're right across from the Turtleback Golf Course. If you win this, you can pick it up right at Blueview Greenhouse in Rice Lake. You can keep it for yourself. You can give it to a friend. Gorgeous hanging basket. I know Rich from Kerryville won one yesterday, and he was just over the moon to win one again and said, wow, we loved that hanging basket from Blueview. And we have another opportunity for you to win, but you have to solve this question. 715-723-2555. Over 60% of the ladies, 6 in 10 women, think men should do this every week. What is it? Over 60% of women think men should do what every week? 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. For a chance to win a beautiful hanging basket from Blueview Greenhouse in Rice Lake.
All right, to the phones we go. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jack from Conroe.
Hey, Jack, good to hear. How old are you?
11.
11 years old. All right, go ahead, and Conroe.
I think they should shave.
They should shave. That's a fantastic guess. The way he reads that question, that came to my mind right away, too.
Sure. Is it shaving, Jack from Conroe?
At least once a week? Sorry, Jack.
Call us back, Jack. 715-723-2555. Over 60% of the ladies think men should do what every week?
All right, 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Candy DeMarsa.
All right, what do you think?
Would it be take them on a date?
Take them on a date.
Another great guess. Mm-hmm. This is fun. This is a fun question. Is that what the ladies think here? Sorry, Tammy.
6 in 10 women think men should do this every week. 715-723-2555, 723-2555. Give us a call for a chance to go pick out a beautiful hanging basket from Blueview Greenhouse in Rice Lake.
Sounds fantastic. And a great report from Rich yesterday. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Mike from Eau Claire.
Hey, Mike, good to hear from you. What do you think?
Is it wash their sheets?
Wash their sheets.
That the guys should wash their sheets, maybe single or married, once a week. It seems like a lot, but could that be it? Sorry.
Not what we're looking for, but I mean, there are reports out there, especially the single gentleman, where it's like, how often do you wash those sheets? It's not often. Not often.
And in the married situations, thank God for the wives. Indeed. Who probably lead the way on that one, right? Seven. I know in my house. Oh, love you, honey. 715-723-2555, 723-2555.
Again, for a chance to win a beautiful hanging basket from Blue View Greenhouse in Rice Lake, our question is this. Over 60% of women, 6 in 10 ladies, think men should do this every week. Men should do what every week? 715-723-2555.
I think this might be a caller in Rice Lake. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, boy. Bob from Rice Lake.
All right, Bob.
Oh, how about bring him some chocolate?
Bring him some chocolate once a week. Yeah.
Here, all of these things seem to be quite good ideas, whether they're right or not.
I know. No, it's fantastic. Is that the winning answer? Sorry, Bob.
Thanks for the call, Bob. Call us back. 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Please turn down your radio. Hello.
Hi.
If you turn down the radio just a little bit, we'll be able to hear you a little bit better.
And we won't have an echo. What's your name? Where
are
you calling from?
This is Will Nearing from Menominee, Wisconsin.
Okay. Hey, what do you think, Will?
Is it shower?
Is it shower?
Shower, at least. That's a fantastic guess.
Every week. Yeah, is it shower?
Could that be it? Sorry.
Thank you, Will. Good to hear from Dunn County. 715-723-2555. Over 60% of the ladies think men should do what every week?
Mm-hmm. To the phones we go. Three more guesses. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? All right. Do we have you there? Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, the dial tone.
Okay. All right, three more guesses. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Shelly in Chautauqua.
All right, Shelly, what do you think?
Make supper.
Make supper. Mm. Every week, make supper.
It's another fantastic guess. Could that be it? Sorry, Shelly.
But again, getting some ideas here, maybe.
I know.
Especially when the ladies are calling in, where it's like, okay, maybe some good ideas of what we should be doing.
And ahead of
fellas.
Mother's Day, right? Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy from Wausau.
All right, Tammy.
How about give them a night off?
Yeah, give them a night off.
60% of women saying at least once a week, husband, give them a night off. Could that be it? Sorry.
Over 60% of the ladies, 6 in 10, think men should do what every week?
Last one here before 8 o'clock. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. It's Mary Kay from Triple Falls.
Hi, Mary Kay. What do you think?
I think they should take us out for supper once a week.
Take us out for dinner once a week. Yeah.
Not just make supper, but take us out for supper.
Yeah, there you go. Could that be it? Sorry, Mary Kay.
All right, 715-723-2555, but not for a bit yet. We'll come back after 8:15 and give you another shot at winning that hanging basket courtesy of Blue View Greenhouse across from Turtleback Golf Course in Rice Lake.
People want this prize, and understandably so. We want to get a winner on the WIB Wake Up Show for Tuesday Trivia.
We do indeed. So here's what's going on. We have a chance for you, friends, to win a free hanging basket, a floral hanging basket, courtesy of Blue View Greenhouse. They're right across from Turtleback Golf Course in Rice Lake. This hanging basket is gorgeous, valued at $47.99, and we want to give it to one of you. But, as always, the caveat with Tuesday Trivia is you have to answer our question, 715-723-2555. We don't have a correct guess yet. Here's the question. Over 60% of women think men should do this every week. 6 in 10 of the ladies think men should do what every week? 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. Over 60% of women think men should do what every week? What could it be? 723-2555. We'll give you some of the incorrect answers if we don't have more callers, but if we do.
We got callers.
We'll just jump right in.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jack from Conrath again.
Jack, hey, Jack.
Good to hear back from you. What do you think?
I think it's that they take out the trash.
Oh, yeah.
Take out the trash, dude, every week. Sure.
I think, I could see maybe 60% or more women would say that. Is that the case? Sorry.
I literally have a reminder in my Google Calendar every single Monday evening to remind me to take out the trash. But honestly, I just kind of wheel it to the curb. My wife kind of takes it out, too. Yeah. So I'm not really doing that much.
All right. Hey, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Caroline from Rice Lake.
Hi, Caroline. Good to hear from you. You're right there in the city with Blue View Greenhouse. What do you think it is?
My guess is call their mother.
Call their mother. Why would you say that?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it is almost Mother's Day.
So. True.
Yeah. That fits in.
Over 60% of women think men should call their mother every week.
Is that the answer? Yes, it is.
You're absolutely correct.
Woo-hoo. I've got the wrong jingle there, but nonetheless, you are the winner. Way Yay. To go.
Caroline, hang on the line for us, and we'll let you know how to pick up your Blueview Greenhouse hanging basket. Yes, 60% of ladies think men should call their mom every week, and this would definitely be the week to do it if it's been a bit, fellas.
Egg on my face. Take two here. Is that the answer? Yes, it is. Congratulations, Caroline.
There you go. Thank Caroline you. From Rice Lake. And enjoy that beautiful hanging basket from Blueview Greenhouse.
Thank you.
All right. Fantastic. She figured it out, Caleb.
Yes.
And so that means 8:45, we'll figure something else to discuss here on the Wib Wake Up Show. All right. So, I mean, I think I got it. We've talked about toothbrushing and the routine. I like to floss and then brush, and I think you've talked about the other way.
Yeah, yeah. So usually my routine is brush, then floss, then mouthwash.
Okay.
But
yeah,
I think I'm doing this wrong if if this research is correct.
Right. And the fact is, I've seen this story. I've been influenced by this sometime in the last few months because I've started to practice this. What is it I'm talking about?
So, the advice for healthy teeth, brush twice daily, don't eat too much sugar, right? So why do those of us following these instructions find we sometimes need a filling when we visit the dentist? This could be why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. You lost me. Go ahead. Keep going.
The thing that you may be doing wrong is rinsing after brushing. Mm-hmm. They say don't do it.
Yeah, that's right. And so here, you think about it. I mean, you get done and you've kind of got that toothpaste-y flavor inside your mouth. And you feel like naturally, oh, I should
like
just
rinse
that out.
I don't want that in my mouth.
Right. But they're saying no. Let the toothpaste continue to do its work.
They're saying once you've brushed, do not rinse your mouth with water or mouthwash. You're washing away the fluoride.
Huh. Okay. Huh. So I've been practicing this in the morning because, you know, I'll brush my teeth and then I'll just leave it. But then at night, as I think about that, I'm going floss, brush. Oh, I do use a fluoride rinse after that. So, but my dentist has said the fluoride rinse is good. They want the fluoride rinse. So.
Yeah. So anyway. I don't know. We need a dentist on to confirm this. But yeah, they're saying don't wash it away.
So
I just don't know that I can deal with that taste in my mouth.
Okay, try it and report back tomorrow.
All right.
Okay, try it at least once. All right, try it at home, folks.